YuleCastTV.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of hour number three on today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Breaking news alert just came into the radio station during the bottom of the hour break. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, during a talk with former CBS and Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson, said she and House Speaker Matt Hall were scheduled to meet with White House cabinet members today. The governor and the Speaker of the House are in Washington, D.C. Whitmer said the meeting at the White House was centered around talking with the Trump administration about protections for the Great Lakes and the Great Lakes State. I don't know if he knows that one of the things I want to talk about, but I'm going to talk about making sure that we are growing our economy and landing good-paying jobs, Whitmer said. She also said that she wanted to talk about the impact of the tariffs and how they could hit the state of Michigan hard. I don't know that I'll make any ground, but I'm not going to cede the opportunity to talk about something that is important to our state. I think it was Pat Schroeder who said, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Prior to chatting with Carlson, Whitmer called for America to build more planes, ships, microchips, and automobiles. As part of her 25-minute speech, Build America, Build Address speech that she gave to a group of business leaders. The governor suggested cutting red tape, scaling back the tariffs on the auto and energy sectors, and invest in American workers in order to bring manufacturing back to the United States. Tariffs alone will likely deliver a triple whammy on Michigan, with higher costs, fewer jobs, and more uncertainty. Oh my God. I got to stop reading this story right now for a second. This governor does not understand economics. Macro, micro, it doesn't matter. She doesn't get it. And she's going to give this triple whammy speech. She's going to talk to Donald Trump. Tariffs alone will deliver a triple whammy on Michigan. Higher costs, fewer jobs, and more uncertainty. Whitmer said she and President Donald Trump agree on the motivation behind the tariffs, which is a desire to build more stuff in America, more cars, more steel, and ships through fair trade agreements. Whitmer went on to say, well, I'm not necessarily totally against tariffs outright, but they are a blunt tool. You can't just bust out the tariff hammer to swing at every problem without a clearly defined end goal. Strategic reindustrialization must be a bipartisan project that spans multiple presidential administrations. Okay, let's stop right there. Multiple presidential administrations? You mean like when you run for president, Whitmer, in 2028, and you think you have a snowball chance in heck of being sworn in on January 20th of 2029? You want to work with Donald Trump so he can pass the baton to you when you become the next president? It's not going to happen. in your, excuse me, demented mind, you've got this plan that's not going to take place. It's that simple. It's that simple. She went on to say, to bring in a golden age, quote unquote, of American manufacturing, as Trump has dubbed it, she called for more planes, ships, microchips, and automobiles. But to get there, she called on a multi-administrative strategy that builds bridges in order to avoid political divides and to make lasting progress. We have good cards, using the poker analogy, but good cards alone don't mean jack if you don't play them right, Whitmer said. This year, and in years to come, no matter who is in the White House, we need to be betting on American workers. Let's bring chip manufacturing home. Let's dominate the seas and the skies. Let's innovate and let's build. Well, at the business meeting, she was introduced by George Cook, the Midwest Regional Director for State and Local Public Policies for General Motors. After her speech, Gretchen Carlson asked about Democratic messaging after losing the White House to Donald Trump last November. Whitmer said Dems should be centered on talking with regular people and asking questions about what they need in their lives. That's what public servants should be doing. Not telling people what to be angry about, but listening and focusing on solving the problems that are vexing the American people in this country. She said she wasn't trying to tell other governors how they should be running their states, but the economy is on the forefront of the people's minds right now. All other issues are being shoved onto the back burner. Maybe they care, but all their energy is being consumed right now by survival. So fixing the roads is not just not about making another smoother drive for everybody. It's about helping people keep more money in their pocket, so they don't have to shell out thousands of dollars to fix or purchase new rims and tires when they got to pay rent and child care. Carlson asked about who was leading the Democrats now that Trump won the election. Whitmer said the Democrat in the White House was the leader, but the power ended after the loss. There are lots of leaders in the Democratic Party. I think I'm really fortunate to have such a great bench of fellow governors that I call good friends that have been really important in terms of helping us navigate these historic challenges, from pandemics to the current situations that we're in. Whitmer stressed, return to her point, that political figures need to focus on solving the problems of the voters and not to get distracted. If we are sidetracked by issues that aren't salient to the average person, I don't see how we can get a different outcome. Well, in response to this morning's events, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, an announced candidate in 2026 for the Republican nomination, said, quote, it's ironic that Governor Whitmer is in D.C. this morning preaching about jobs while Michigan is drowning in one of the nation's worst unemployment messes under her failed leadership. Since 2019, we've lost manufacturing jobs faster than almost anyone else, right alongside of California and New York. Michigan has lost jobs under her governorship. Nesbitt went on to say, she's too busy chasing headlines and photo opportunities to care even about the 35th Senate District and the fact that they have a missing vote in the state voice, excuse me, in the state Senate. Her so-called bipartisanship is a sham. Her policies are choking our economy, and this Washington speech was just another selfie moment for her, not a real lifeline for Michigan workers. Bottom line, seriously, what is Governor Gretchen Whitmer doing in Washington, D.C.? Preparing for her presidential run in 2028. As we already talked about yesterday, the day before, she won't even call a special election to fill a vacancy in the state Senate in the 35th district. She has no problem with basically 270,000 Michiganders not having representation in the state Senate. Why? Because they still have a one-seat majority, 19 to 18. And in the event of a tie, she's got her lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, capable of breaking that tie. Honestly, folks, I don't think she's even going to hold a special election in that district. I think she's willing to ride it out until 2026. So if you live in Midland, Bay, or Saginaw counties, guess what? You don't have a state senator. It's that simple. Unbelievable what this governor is doing. So we'll see when she gets back from Washington, D.C. We'll see exactly what she proposes to do for us, the people of the state of Michigan. And one of the funniest things about this whole thing, what is Matt Hall doing there with her? I don't understand that. There's no comment, there's no coverage of it, other than the fact that he is there evidently with her in Washington, D.C. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. Little housekeeping here, getting to some of your comments. Rod down in Lake County says Whitmer is a freaking idiot. Hopefully Donald Trump will tell her to move back to China. Mike Zalarski, again, this is really good too. Mike, you write some good text messages. Uncertainty, Whitmer says. How about the uncertainty of an additional business tax on Michigan businesses to pay for the roads? Yeah, that's no way to incentivize businesses to come to Michigan. Not. By the way, Whitmer is a crappy poker player. Everyone can see her coming a mile away. Total fraud. Well, it's pretty obvious what she's doing. Going to Washington right now, taking Matt Hall with her. Well, Steve up in Gatesville, Michigan liberal Democrat failure is going to dictate procedure to Donald Trump, policy to Donald Trump. I doubt it. Yeah, he's not going to listen to her. As a matter of fact, anything she tries to tell him, he'll probably go exactly in the opposite 180-degree direction. But you see how she's trying to set this up to being a multi-administration issue problem? Multiple administrations, multiple presidents are going to have this plan worked out in advance going forward. So really, Donald Trump is going to take her serious as a contender to be the Democrat president? No, I'm going to tell you right now what he's doing. He is absolutely prepping J.D. Vance to be the candidate in 2028. I wouldn't be surprised to see Marco Rubio from Florida, J.D. Vance from Ohio, Marco Rubio, perhaps, after doing a great job as Secretary of State for 4 years under Donald Trump, maybe he chooses him to be his vice president. Get the Florida vote. Get the Latina vote. Young guys running to be president and vice president. Donald Trump is absolutely grooming these guys. It's that simple. One of the things that you have to look at is the process. This is not going to be a president that's going to work in a bipartisan fashion with potentially a presidential candidate in 2028. She can try to move the discussion in that direction. Trump's not going to listen to her. Remember what he used to call her, that crazy lady from Michigan? Yeah, not going to happen. Well, another little short story I had lined up for today was the fact that there are two different approaches happening. Whitmer deciding to work with Donald Trump, as well as Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel. During a Michigan Public Radio interview, Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel went after the progressive wing of her party for not fighting Donald Trump. Nessel never mentioned Governor Gretchen Whitmer's name in the interview. But if the shoe fits, so be it. First of all, Attorney General complains that the nation has a president who thinks nothing of shredding the Constitution or undermining the laws. He thinks nothing about disparaging America, almost setting the flag on fire on the global world stage, Nessel said. He turns our allies against us instead of getting support. Instead, he's getting support from our longtime enemies like Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, the governor is on a glide path to work with President Trump in the White House and has even included a private meeting with him in the Oval Office. She might even be sitting next to him at a White House dinner. Not to mention him reappointing her to be on his council of governor advisors. Well, Nessel responds, how do you negotiate with somebody who makes himself out to be a king, a dictator, and not a president? How do you negotiate with someone who's willing to go back on their word? I can't trust anything that he says. Okay, Dana, what office are you running for? Are you going to announce your run for governor too? Or are you going to run for the U.S. Senate? Or are you going to run for Congress? Yeah, let's see where this goes. I don't think Dana Nessel is done with public office. I don't think she's going to be willing to do it. I think she wants to be reelected or elected to something. She can't be reelected, excuse me, for Attorney General. She's term limited out. Congress, U.S. Senate, or governor? We'll see. That's it for today's show. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Kristen Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent. And